Jay. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. An American icon is deathly ill. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate who lost to Barack Obama in 2008, has been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner who served in Congress for more than 30 years underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
So pray. I don't know. God knows how this ends, not me. But I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
It was just a few weeks ago that Senator McCain appeared at a hearing for the recently fired FBI Director James Comey when he asked a long, rambling question that raised more than a few eyebrows and came under some criticism.
In the case of Hillary Clinton, you made the statement that there wasn't sufficient evidence to bring a suit against her, although it had been
unknown to all at that point, was in all likelihood a man already struggling. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
President Donald Trump issued a statement calling Mr. McCain a fighter. He and First Lady Melania Trump sent their thoughts and prayers to the McCain family. John McCain had won re-election to another 6-year term in November. This